Good evening, everyone. Today, I read you a story from thelittlejim.com, and this one's called The Chocolate Chip Ghost Story. Once upon a time, there lived five little ghosts. As everyone knows, ghosts are white, and to stay white, the only thing they can eat is vanilla ice cream, and the only thing they can drink is milk. One day, when Mama Ghost went to the refrigerator, there was no vanilla ice cream and no milk. So she had to go to the grocery store, and before she left, she said, "No matter how hungry you get, do not eat anything or something dreadful will happen." The first ghost was so thirsty. He looked in the refrigerator and saw a little glass of grape juice and thought, "Just one teeny sip wouldn't hurt." So he took a teeny sip of the grape juice, and what do you suppose happened? He turned purple. The other ghost looked at him and said, "Mommy told us that something dreadful would happen, and she was right." The little ghost did not want his mommy to see him all purple, so he ran upstairs and hid in the toy box. The second ghost became so hungry that he had to look in the refrigerator for something to eat. He saw a carrot and thought, "Just one teeny bite wouldn't hurt." So he took one teeny bite of the carrot, and what do you suppose happened? He turned orange. The other ghost looked at him and said, "Mommy told us that something dreadful would happen, and she was right." The little ghost did not want his mommy to see him all orange, so he ran upstairs and hid in the closet. The third ghost became so hungry that he looked in the refrigerator and saw a bowl of spinach, and he thought, "Just one teeny bite wouldn't hurt." So he took one teeny bite of spinach, and what do you suppose happened? He turned green. The other ghost looked at him and said, "Mommy told us that something dreadful could happen, and she was right." The little ghost did not want his mommy to see him all green, so he ran upstairs and hid under the bed. The fourth ghost became so hungry, and he looked in the refrigerator and saw a bowl of strawberries and thought, "Just one teeny bite wouldn't hurt." So he took one teeny bite of a strawberry, and what do you suppose happened? He turned red. The other ghost looked at him and said, "Mommy told us that something dreadful would happen, and she was right." The little ghost did not want his mommy to see him all red, and he ran upstairs and behind the door. The fifth ghost said, "I'm so hungry, but I will not do what my brothers did. I'll look in the freezer and see if there is just maybe a little vanilla ice cream left." When he looked into the freezer, there was some ice cream, and it was almost vanilla. It was a chocolate chip ice cream. So the ghost said, "This shouldn't hurt me. Those chocolate chips are so tiny." So he ate one spoonful and became a chocolate chip ghost. He certainly didn't want his mommy to see him all spotty. So he ran upstairs and hid in the bathtub. When Mommy Ghost returned, she knew something was wrong when she didn't see her children. So she started looking for all the little ghosts. She found the first one upstairs in the toy box, the second one in the closet, and the third one under the bed, the fourth one behind the door, and the fifth and the last one in the bathtub. When she found all of them, she said, "Little ghost, I told you that something dreadful could happen, and it did. Whatever we can do to get you white again for Halloween." Mommy Ghost called the ghost doctor, and this is what he told her to do. "Keep all the little ghosts in bed for 5 days and give them nothing but vanilla ice cream and milk to eat. If you do this, they should be ready and all white again for Halloween." So that is what she did, and by Halloween night, the five little ghosts were white again to go out haunting and spooking and shouting boo, and they never again ate anything that they shouldn't have. The end. Good night, everyone.